and then with nail boards across the end, you know, mm-hmm. and guys would get down and push you around, you know, uh-huh. and more kids got hurt, and then we had what you call a pop the whip, you know, uh-huh. where about 25 kids would line up uh-huh. and grab each other's arm, you know, and we'd just sail across the campus and make a pop, you know, and throw that last kid about 10 feet. I don't know, that's, and then what else we did? We did some of everything, you know, uh-huh. but those were, because that was long before they had any, say, organized games, you know, like football, uh-huh. like to have basketball or football or nothing. We didn't have anything, you know, any facilities. We had cloak rooms where we hung our coats in uh-huh. when we were, on our, you know, and we didn't have any other forms of recreation, so. We just had to go out there and design something, you know.
Say you could take a long rope, tie it to a tree limb, and put a seat on it.
Yeah, a swing. Yeah, that's right. We had swings.
Do you remember a game mm-hmm. you'd play where one child would be it and other children would hide?
Yeah, hide and seek.
Mm-hmm. What would you run toward and be safe? You'd call that the...
Oh, my God. What we do? I don't know what we call it, home. Mm-hmm. I think maybe home. Was run home or something. Mm-hmm.
What about nowadays in football? You run toward the...
The goal? Uh-huh. Yeah, the goal. I don't think we said nothing about no goal then, though. Uh-huh. Yeah, we'd say, you going home, or we must refer to it as home, you know, uh-huh. in our game. Because goal was... Like I say, it's a refined word, and, you know, people didn't use it, you know. Uh-huh. But it meant they didn't know what gold meant, mm-hmm. unless you're talking about gold wristwatch or gold, too. And that's...
Nowadays, the thing that people drive, you call that your...
Your car? You talking about your car?
Any other name for car?
Your car, automobile, or... I guess, yeah, well... You know, I mean, the young people have different names they call... They have... But, you know, the average person now refer to it as your car or your automobile.
Mm-hmm. Say something was squeaking to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
oil it.
Or put that hard stuff on it, you'd say you had to.
What hard stuff?
Yeah. Say I had to yesterday he
had to grease it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yesterday he what his car.
Yesterday he greased his car? Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy.
And if your door hinge was squeaking, you could put a few drops of
wow.
And at least it used to, inside the tire of the car, you'd have the inner
tube. Yeah, inner tube.
Uh-huh. And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they were fixing to wet the boat.
I don't know, but a wooden boat, they would have to test it or... They'd put it in there for something to actually... To make it, you know, you put a wooden boat in the water to keep it from leaking. In other words, it closes, it seals it, see? Mm-hmm.
What different types of boats do people used to have?
Oh, my God, they, you know, I'm saying, it had mostly your boats were wooden boats or they were, you could just say wooden, because plastic boats and stuff, and all that stuff has just been things that just come about, you know. Mm-hmm. See, I read, even now, I'm seeing your fiberglass, what do you call it, fiberglass, I guess they make them out of, and aluminum boats, and mm-hmm. those things are new. Uh-huh. Boat was normally a wood. Mm-hmm.
Were there special names you remember for small wooden boats you could go fishing in?
Yeah, they had Well, I know down in South Louisiana we had what they, well, you know, they had something they call what the P-Rogue.
Mm-hmm. What did that look like?
That was a little old sharp looking boat, like a log, you know, I mean, no, probably not any wider than a large log, probably a one man boat, you know.
Pointed at both ends,
like, that's right. Uh-huh.
What other kinds of
then
boats?
You had you got a flat bottom boat, which was, you know, wider, mm-hmm. probably could put maybe two people, I guess, more, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm not very familiar with boats because we're not in this particular area mm-hmm. where I'm living. It's not a real boat area.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a boat called a
bateau? I think that's what I'm speaking of when I say a wide boat.
Uh-huh.
It's a the bateau.
Was it flat or pointed or?
It's kind of flat, I believe. Yeah, the bateau is a